Hi, I'm Serena Liu. If you're used to hearing that introverts are shy, anxious, antisocial, and lack good communication and leadership skills, then this podcast is for you. You're about to fall in love with a calm, introspective, and profound person that you are. Discover what's fun, unique, and powerful about being an introvert, and how to make the elegant transition from quiet achiever to quiet warrior in your life and work, anytime you want, in more ways than you imagined possible. Welcome. Welcome to episode 45. Today's question is, who are you when things are confusing and chaotic? A mentor once said, when my back is against the wall, the best in me comes out. I could not relate to that one at the time, nor for a long time afterwards. To me, when my back was against the wall, I felt cowed, intimidated, small, powerless, and vulnerable. Anytime someone said something unkind or untrue about me, anytime someone challenged my values, my worldview, my authority, my expertise. When my health and energy and mental capacity declined significantly, when I was in the room with people visibly more successful, popular, well-known. When someone said something that triggered my childhood trauma. When plans got disarranged or circumstances changed or people I thought I knew well changed. The truth was, I did not like uncertainty or chaos. I was attached to certainty and stability because there had been a lot of chaos in the family when I was growing up. I constantly felt I was walking around on eggshells, never quite sure what to say and how to behave. Would speaking get me in trouble? Then let me stay quiet and say nothing and read my book so I don't attract the wrong attention. Would not doing something or doing it wrongly get me in trouble? Then let me do only things I could be sure I could do correctly and make sure I get it right the first time, so that I won't get scolded. Don't ask unnecessary questions. Don't give an opinion. Don't suggest that something should change, like trying a new food or listening to other genres of music, going somewhere different on the weekend, because change is not welcome here. Besides, only adults get to decide these things, not children. So learning these unspoken rules kept me safe as a child. Being unnoticed kept me safe. Not disrupting the status quo and observing and respecting how the adults liked things done, that became my superpower. When I started working, I realized how small and restricted my worldview was. I had no clue how to get along with superiors without feeling intimidated by their authority. I could not make small talk and found it hard to make friends because I had such boring interests. I liked reading. I enjoyed taking solo bus and train rides. I loved writing. I never did anything vaguely wild or rebellious or fun. Worse, when things at work didn't go to plan, I got highly stressed, overwhelmed, frozen with panic, indecisive, overreacted, or just freaked out. I had no strategies or resources for managing and regulating my emotions and getting back into a calm and neutral place so I could pay attention to my mental capacity and exercise good executive functioning. I was too frantic trying to put out fires and avoid getting in trouble, worrying about others' opinions and feelings and priorities. I didn't think to check in on myself, to make sure I was okay inside, or to step back and see the bigger picture, or question the givens and assumptions. I was constantly reacting instead of responding, and fixating on the worst possible outcomes instead of taking a holistic and rational view. It was exhausting. It was discouraging. It made me feel even smaller inside than I already did, because I knew I was hiding parts of myself. So that's who I was and who I can be sometimes when I don't pay attention to what's happening inside me and around me. It has taken decades for me to learn how to become that person who can speak calmly and purposefully under pressure. Even on days when the brain fog gets bad and I forget what I was going to say. Who gets more resourceful and determined when things get difficult. Who says yes and no without overthinking and trying to please everyone. Who focuses on the gift instead of the roadblock. Who says, how can I use this opportunity to grow? Instead of, why is perimenopause happening to me? Did it happen in 1 year? No. It has taken me decades of learning, healing, processing, growing, letting go, being willing to be uncomfortable, being willing to do something new, different, inconvenient, and that takes time to bear fruit. As Gretchen Rubin says, the days are long, but the years are short. If you start today, you'll be amazed when you look back in 10 years and see how far you've traveled. This year, my focus is on being 1% better every day. It is about taking another step forward, continuing the quest, keeping the faith, even if yesterday was a mess and I got everything wrong. So if I'm to answer the same question now, who are you when things get confusing and chaotic? I would say, when my back's against the wall, the quiet warrior in me comes out. If you want to become the quiet warrior for yourself, to be a different kind of professional, parent, human being, to come out of hiding and allow yourself to be seen and heard, I invite you to get in touch so we can talk about how I can help you get there sooner instead of waiting for decades. See you on the next episode. I'm so grateful that you're here today. If you found this content valuable, please share it on your social media channels and subscribe to the show on your favorite listening platform. Together, we can help more introverts thrive. To receive more uplifting content like this, connect with me on Instagram at Serena Low, Quiet Warrior Coach. Thank you for sharing your time and your energy with me. See you on the next episode.